let's say you're taking a bath, you've forgotten your clothes, or your wife is taking a bath, and she's forgotten her clothes. She asks you to bring them, so you open the door and stick your hand in and say,
here they are.
Here what?
Here's your clothes, or I guess it's...
I find myself in this situation quite frequently. I'll run around in my underwear in the house. That is, when I'm in the bathroom, I'll go and take a shower and take clean underwear, and then just step around the corner of the hall into the bedroom. This is all right until we have company.
I've always done that until we got this older boy, and it's he's becoming a man, and we can't feel toward him really as our own son. And I don't want him to get in the habit of doing that. So, consequently, I don't do it myself. But I did up until, you know.
I think he may grow closer to you.
Well, I'm sure he will.
He wants to. He touched me last night and sat up and pulled in here and looked this over. Oh, let's see. Let's say you didn't do something. Somebody said, I don't know who did this. Was it you?
No, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me. If somebody said it wasn't I to me when I asked that question, I'd wonder about him.
A lot of times, in a joking manner, we say, "Twern't I, twern't I," you know.
If you were renting horses and someone came up to rent one, and you wanted to know about him, you'd say, well, we don't like to rent these horses to people who aren't experienced.
Have you ever rode a horse?
Let's say he got on, lost his balance, and then he fell
off.
Yeah. Oh, let's say you're going someplace with somebody. You're going to go for a walk with somebody, and you walk to your limit. This fella keeps pushing you, says, oh, let's just go over there to that next hill. Finally, in disgust, you say, no,
this is as far as I can go.
I felt that way last night. Did you?
Yes, I did.
When we got back to Stillwell, I thought this was truly as far as I can go.
But that getting up this morning, that was the rough one. Boy, I hate to get up.
It wasn't bad for me because you were up. You were up and dressed and it didn't bother me a bit. If I get home now. Oh, if Buster comes in now, let's see. Past lunchtime, what would you ask him?
Where have you been?
If you're concerned about him being hungry, what might you ask him?
Have you had dinner? Are you hungry?
Or have you
ate?
And let's say somebody brings a glass, it falls on the floor and shatters, and say, oh my goodness, it's
broke. We leave the EN off.
Let's say Buster's sick, you go down and buy him some medicine.